You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
I want you guys to rebrand and retrain your mind to say hard conversations. I'm getting clarity on an issue. And in the event where you don't want to have a solution or resolve it, you say, hey, after this talk, I think we both should go whatever. You know, just give the person some clarity so that emotionally both people are prepared. And people, if that's you, where if a person wants to talk to you about something and you're automatically, I got to defend myself. I know they're going to say something crazy. I'm a da 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 da. No. Be the love in the room. Welcome back, beautiful people. Welcome back. Welcome back to another Moment with Joy. And y'all already know what time it is. It is our time to heal, evolve, and transform together in a sacred, safe space. And today, I want to talk about something that we've all experienced. But before we go into the topic today, I want you to subscribe to the channel. I want you to make sure that you're putting your comments down below and dropping those green hearts so I know that you're watching. If you've been dealing with depression and you're like, girl, I just want to wake up and feel good. I'm tired of feeling this low vibrational energy. I want to feel better. I got something for you. Black Girl Vitamins. Get your vitamin D gummies. They are delicious. And you pop one a day. And I promise you, you will feel better. Okay? And you can take these every single day to promote to your well-being and health. Okay? We need more sunlight, and this is just what the sun gives us, vitamin D. And a lot of us were diagnosed with low vitamin D levels because we weren't getting outside a lot. We were working in the house, COVID, all the things. We need the vitamin D. So make sure that you use the code below and purchase your vitamin D vitamins today, okay? And thank you all at Black Girl Vitamins for creating such a great product for us to have a long, healthy, happy life. Today, I hope that you're feeling seen. I hope you're feeling loved. I hope you're feeling heard. And the topic today is gonna, I hope, change your mind about something that we've all experienced or will experience or are currently experiencing. And that is hard conversations. And you're like, what, Joy? What is that? Hard conversations. And hard conversations are literally the conversations that people try to avoid. So today, I invite you to embark on a journey with me of growth as we dive into this profound moment of engaging in hard conversations. And these discussions, though accompanied by feelings of unease and apprehension, serve as a powerful catalyst for healing, evolution, and connection. Within the depths of discomfort lie the seeds of opportunity for profound personal and relational transformation. It is in these moments of vulnerability and authenticity that we can truly witness the magic of human connection and understanding. And despite the initial resistance that may arise, and it will arise, these challenging dialogues hold the key to unlocking untapped potential within ourselves and our relationships. Through navigating these tough discussions with courage and openness, we create a sacred space for mutual growth, learning, and healing. It is in these moments of honesty and honest communication that we have the chance to confront our fears, confront our biases, and ultimately transcend our limitations. By embracing the discomfort and uncertainties that come with hard conversations, we can pave the way for profound insights, breakthroughs, and revelations, y'all. So, now I'm going to keep it 1,000 with y'all, okay? I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you. Hard conversations, I have grown to love the outcome of these conversations. I'm still a work in progress, though, because let's be real. The initial feelings that flood us before these conversations even start are huge. They're huge. These feelings build up and build up. We get nervous, all the things. These conversations can make you frustrated. These conversations can scare you. These conversations make your heart beat a little faster than you really want to. And I mean, it's when all the emotions just start screaming out. And sometimes you'll get into a situation where you're having to have this conversation and you go, this is wrong. I don't want to do this. I don't want to feel bad today. And we got to start silencing those voices and start having the hard conversations that we deem as hard. And hopefully by the end of the episode, we'll go from calling it hard conversations to healing conversations. We'll go from frustrating conversations to needed conversations. Okay? It's time to clear the air and clear up your spiritual space. And that's what this episode is going to do. And I want you to remember, when I say all of this, there are healthy and unhealthy ways these conversations can unfold. Often, one person may be eager to continue while the other may not. And they'll just shut down and walk away. But here's the catch. It's only truly going to work if both parties are ready to mend, take accountability, forgive, and remain vulnerable. So today, y'all, I want you to join me as I share with you 5 things to be aware of before you enter into the conversation and 5 reasons why hard conversations hold the most profound healing potential. Healing that many of us miss out on due to overwhelming emotions we associate with this topic. So let's dive in and let's explore why embracing these hard conversations can lead us to a place of growth, understanding, and ultimate healing, honestly. When you're entering into a hard conversation, whether it's about a personal matter or a professional issue, it is essential to be prepared both mentally and emotionally. Here are 5 things I think a person should consider and be ready for, okay? So the first is clarity on the issue. Be ready to get clarity on the issue, because a lot of times we stop the healing from happening because when a person says, I need to talk to you, we instantly go back into our trauma. Sometimes it's childhood when your mom said, we need to talk, and it's always deemed bad, right? You're in trouble now. We got to talk. Well, you did this. We got to talk. And that we got to talk has always made everybody's stomachs drop. So this episode of engaging in hard conversations, I want you guys to rebrand and retrain your mind to say hard conversations. I'm getting clarity on an issue. I'm getting clarity. And before engaging in hard conversations, it's crucial to have a clear understanding of the specific issue or topic you want to address. Take the time to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and desired outcomes, because it's going to matter on your delivery, your response, and your reaction. Being clear on what you want to discuss can help guide the conversation and ensure that important points are addressed and you're not missing anything that you really want to say, because that will make another person and yourself feel a little bit like, what are we talking about, when you really don't know. And a lot of times that happens in those tough conversations we get where our emotions are built up and we forget what we really want to say. So take the time to find clarity on the issue. And that is something to be, that is a way to prepare yourself. Okay. Emotional preparedness. Hard conversations can invoke strong emotions such as anger, frustration, sadness, or anxiety. It is important to be emotionally prepared to manage these feelings constructively during the conversation. Because, why, Joy? Because you're going to hear some things that you don't want to hear. They're not going to always feel good to hear. And being emotionally prepared and giving a person space to be emotionally prepared. Hey, can we have this talk on Tuesday? I want to talk about this. So both parties are aware. Both parties know what we're talking about. Don't do that to people, y'all. Hey, I need to talk to you on Wednesday and it's Sunday. About what? Don't text me, hey, we need to talk. Don't do that to people. Say, hey, we need to talk about this such and such. It made me feel this way. Do you have time in your schedule so we can discuss it and come to a clear solution resolution? And in the event where you don't want to have a solution or resolve it, you say, hey, after this talk, I think we both should go whatever, you know, just give the person some clarity so that emotionally both people are prepared, because you never know what a person's dealing with or walking into the conversation with. They could have had a bad day that day, and hearing more bad news could possibly take them lower into that vibration. And guess what happens? That anger could stem into rage, and rage could stem into something physical. And we don't want anything to get physical when the conversation should be healing. So be emotionally prepared. Practice self-awareness and emotional regulation techniques to stay calm, composed, and focused on the discussion at hand. Because you could feel anger and then it just turned, well, you just saying that because I don't know what you're talking about. You know how these conversations can go. When somebody feel tried or they card being pulled, when in actuality, the person in front of them may really want some closure, may really want to release. Okay, so be emotionally prepared. What else? Y'all, be aware and be prepared to listen. And I mean actively listening. You're going to need it in this conversation because it's going to override that emotion. When anger builds up, we go, you know what? I'm listening. Let me just listen. Let me not say anything back. Let me just listen. Because a lot of times we listen to respond instead of listen to fix. And in hard conversations, we're trying to fix it. We're trying to mend. So turn on those active listening skills, because effective communication is key in navigating hard conversations successfully. Okay, be prepared to actively listen to the other person's perspective, concerns, and emotions without interruptions. Because y'all know, or judgment. Because the way you feel ain't the way they feel, y'all. Y'all emotions, y'all have the same, you can have the same experience with different emotions, different perspectives, different everything. And y'all could have been in the same room, even with siblings, it happens. We have the same parents, but experience those same parents differently. And we all lived in the same house and turned out different. Because your experience was one thing doesn't mean the other person didn't feel something totally separate. Well, we was in there together. So do not interrupt a person when they're speaking their truth. Actively listen to that person's perspective, concerns, their emotions without judgment or interrupting them. Show empathy, validate their feelings, and demonstrate a willingness to understand their point of view before expressing your own. You hurt me. How did I do that? Listen, I ain't hurt you. I ain't do that. You ain't even heard what they said yet. Listen, y'all. And then guess what? You will have your turn to express your point, your emotions, and how it made you feel, and your point of view. And that that understanding and that empathy will be now given to you. Because either or, you could be on either or, either side, either seat. You could be the one giving the talk, or you could be the one receiving. Okay, so it's like a healthy dialogue, even though it's a hard subject to talk about. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to be respectful, and we're going to turn on our active listening skills. That's something to help you be prepared for these conversations when they arise, because they will in your life. What else? Openness to feedback and different perspectives. Enter the conversation with an open mind and willingness to receive feedback and consider different perspectives. Be prepared to challenge your own assumptions, biases, and preconceived notions, y'all. Embrace the opportunity for growth and learning that comes from engaging with different viewpoints and experiences. And I've had quite a few hard conversations in my life. And the first few early on in my life, of course, they were hard to have. And normally they would be with my parents, because that's who I was living with at the time. And I wasn't emotionally intelligent enough to go into those conversations with an open mind. I went with my guard up. And that's the wrong way to go into a hard conversation, a tough conversation with your loved ones, friends, family, business, boss, whatever. You go in with an open mind, knowing that everybody has a different view. You go into it with an open heart, knowing that this person, even though I may not agree with what they're saying, deserves my love, unconditional love, which is free for everybody. This hard conversation, I could learn something more about myself to enhance me to the better version of myself. This isn't to down me. This isn't to take me to a lower place. This is to actually give me a step so I can, you're not a good friend. That's the example. You haven't been being a good friend. Then you get all the things where you can learn how to be a good friend. Even if you truly believe I was being a good friend. Listen to that person's point of view. Well, I needed you here and you didn't show up. So the next time your friend really needs you, if you can't show up, you can voice it. Hey, I can't show up today. You're showing up. You're being supportive. You're doing all the things because you care about the person, because you want that person in your life. You love them. So these conversations, you have to go in there with an open heart and an open mind and know that your experience wasn't the only one being experienced. They too have a story. They too have a side, and it's valid, just as valid as yours. And another thing is conflict resolution strategies. Anticipate the possibility of conflict or disagreement during the conversation and be prepared to employ conflict resolution strategies, meaning we're coming to a solution, a resolution. We're not going to leave it as is. We're not going to argue and talk over each other. We're actually going to be here to move forward, even if that's separately, but in a peaceful way, in a peaceful, loving way, cordial way, you know. Practice assertiveness and problem solving skills to navigate differences of opinion or conflicting interests. You got to know how to solve a problem if you go into these conversations. If that ain't your strong suit, before you go into the conversation, I think you should speak with somebody about, hey, you know, normally when I'm going through a thing where I feel like I'm misunderstood or the person's coming at me, how do I help in this situation to be calm and to help solve the problem? You got to know that this isn't the end all be all. This conversation's happening for an outcome, and a positive one, not negative. Okay. So you got to have those problem solving skills to navigate the differences of opinion and differences of opinions and perspectives. Focus on finding common ground and exploring solutions together. Not you saying, this is what we gonna do. Mm-mm. What do you feel comfortable? Well, that makes me feel uncomfortable. So how about this? And then you guys are talking and you're collaborating together. You're working toward a mutual understanding and resolution together. Okay? Because you're not in it by yourself. Okay? And by being prepared in these five areas, clarity on the issue, emotional readiness, you're prepared emotionally, active listening skills, openness to feedback, and conflict resolution strategies, you can approach hard conversations with confidence, empathy, and a proactive mindset, y'all, that fosters constructive dialogue between two people, mutual understanding, and positive outcomes only. So what we're doing, we're changing the word from hard conversations to healing conversations. As this episode goes on and on, it's not a hard conversation. This conversation isn't frustrating to me. This is going to heal. This is going to do what it's supposed to do. I'm going to be a better person after this. Okay? Here are 5 reasons why hard conversations hold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, the most healing to me. It clears up space in your spirit. It releases the energetic blockage. Unresolved conflicts, unspoken truths, and unexpressed emotions can create energetic blockages within your being, hindering the free flow of energy and vitality. Y'all ever notice when you've been holding something in, it gets right here in your chest, it's in your stomach, and you haven't talked about it with the person? And sometimes we've done things and the person hasn't talked about it with us, but we know it's coming and it still builds up in us because we know we've hurt somebody or wronged somebody or done something. And having the talk, even if it's not them saying, hey, we need to have a talk, if it's you saying, hey, I would like to get this off my chest. That phrase, I need to get this off my chest, because that's where our anxiety lies, our fear lies, when we're afraid. It's right here in our chest, right by that heart that needs to remain open at all times. And when our heart is closed, we can't love properly. We don't even love ourselves properly. So hard conversations invite us to be free. Hard conversations, healing conversations, invite us to let go, release the baggage of what we've been holding, and it allows us to flow freely, and it allows the energy to flow freely from our crown all the way to our root. And by having the courage to address these issues through the hard conversations, you release the energetic blockages and restore a natural flow of energy within you. And this renewed energy flow can invigorate your spirit, enhance your intuition, and deepen your connection to the divine, to God. And hear me, when you're holding on to things, it's hard for the good to come in. Because you wake up thinking about it, you go to sleep thinking about it, all through your day you're thinking about it. So there's no good energy that can flow through you. So we release it today. Anything you've been holding in this moment, you can release it in this sacred space. You can let it go. Even if you haven't had the conversation yet, or the conversation hasn't been had with you, write down your thoughts, write down your emotions, and get ready. Get ready to heal. Not get ready to be frustrated, not get ready to be angry, but get ready to heal. Get ready to elevate. Get ready to be better. Okay? What's another reason why I feel like these conversations, these healing conversations, have the most healing? Because alignment with higher purpose, okay? You will align with your higher purpose. Courageous conversations that address challenging topics can help you align more closely with your higher purpose and spiritual path. By facing difficult truths, speaking your truth, and seeking resolution with integrity and compassion, you reaffirm your commitment to growth, authenticity, and alignment with your soul's journey. And y'all probably like, what, Joy? Yes. Every hard conversation I've had has led me to this place. You cannot get where you really want to go without having them, to be honest. Because you start to see yourself. I remember I was in a choir and the choir director said, "You're so fickle." I said, "I'm what?" I didn't even know what fickle was at the time. So I'm thinking fickle at the time because I was a little younger, y'all. And I had to go look it up. And I said, oh, I don't want my people that I love to think that I'm fickle. Meaning, you hear, whatever. So I had to work on that. And guess what? It was a hard conversation to have. It was a hard realization, but I had it. But it aligned. When I learned what it was, and I learned that loving people properly, you can't be fickle with them. You got to be honest. This is who I am. This is what I do. Show up when you say you're going to show up. Keep your word. And it allowed me to become the person that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't even care if I don't feel like it that day. If I said I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Especially with the people I love. I'm going to show up. And if I can't show up, I'm going to say why I can't show up. But it won't be a no show no more. No call, no show, no nothing. I used to ghost people, like for real, without saying nothing. And now I at least send a text. Hey, today I'm really not feeling it. Can we call? Can you call me? FaceTime me? Do whatever. But I became in alignment. So the people I love know I love them back. And I became a better person because I started to speak. I started to actually reach out. Don't ghost people, okay? So this alignment with your higher purpose can bring a sense of clarity, purpose, and spiritual fulfillment to your life, okay? So get with it, y'all. Get with the program. Have the hard conversation so you can elevate higher, okay? Authenticity and vulnerability. Hard conversations require us to be authentic and vulnerable. When we express our true feelings and thoughts, we create an opportunity for genuine connection and understanding with the other person. And who doesn't want that? People avoid the hard conversations not knowing that at the end of this conversation, I'm going to know that person better and they're going to know me better. It allows you to say the things that you haven't been saying. It allows you to be the person that you really want to be. It allows you to speak up and speak your truth. So the person in front of you knows, yes, I might have hurt you, but this is me. I apologize. Vice versa, they're apologizing to you. Accept it with love. And have a moment where the energy of love is being transferred. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Not what they finna say so I can come back and I can snap back and clap back with something more spicy or something. I don't know. This is a moment, an opportunity for genuine connection and understanding with two human beings, two people who live a totally different experience outside of each other that are coming together to foster trust. And it only deepens relationships. Hard conversations deepen relationships. I'm a testimony of it. And I avoided them, y'all. Avoided these conversations for years because the ones with my parents were always so, you know, tough to deal with. But as I grew older and on this journey that I'm on now, especially as a life coach before I became one, I learned that now I'm the person who I want to talk about it. Okay, yes, I want to talk about it. And now I'm the person that's eager to talk about it and keep going, even if it's a 2-hour conversation. I want to keep going. And it gets a little frustrating to people sometimes. It's like, I don't know what I want. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't know. And now I'm the one who is the pusher. Like, no, we got to get through this. We got to get through this. I want to get through it. So y'all, if you know somebody who is just like me, who not enjoys the hard conversations, but who knows the benefits of them, show them some love and patience as well as they get everything out of their system because they know how light it feels afterwards. So be kind, be gentle, and be understanding, okay? And the next one is that clarity and understanding. Boom. Engaging in difficult conversations allows both parties to gain clarity on the issue and By openly discussing concerns, perspectives, and emotions, we can better understand each other's viewpoints and motives. Okay? This clarity paves the way for finding common ground and resolving conflicts. Y'all, join the group. Don't run from these conversations because they have the most healing ready and available for you. Okay. What else? Personal growth and reflection. Hard conversations often push us out of our comfort zones. Y'all know it. And challenge our beliefs and behaviors. Through these discussions, we have the opportunity to reflect on our actions, biases, and communication styles. Because we all have different ones now, depending on where we grew up. My parents are pastors, so my communication style was to listen, to be quiet, to retreat, because it was be seen and not heard. It was be nice, be kind, and everything that was in my head wasn't kind. And if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. And in hard conversations, I always felt like I needed to defend myself. And people, if that's you, where if a person wants to talk to you about something and you're automatically, I got to defend myself. I know they're going to say something crazy. I'm a da-da-da-da-da. No. Be the love in the room. Have the hard conversation, but be the love in the room. Be the stable mind. Be it. If anybody else is going off the handle, keep your voice low. Go within and only speak from love. Lead with love in these conversations. Okay, don't, no guard up, is down, we're open, we're honest. This self-reflection can lead to personal growth, increased awareness, and a deeper understanding of our impact on others. What you say matters. How you say it matters. Especially if you love the person in front of you. You don't want to hurt or harm them. So whatever you say and how you say it matters. Your communication style, that's that thing about being prepared emotionally. How will I go in here? What will I say? How will I respond? Because I don't want to react. I just want to respond in a loving manner. So my character and my character isn't flawed. My good isn't evil spoken of either. Okay? So remember that you will have an impact on the person in front of you and you want it to be a good one. Okay? What else? Conflict resolution and problem solving. Avoiding difficult conversations can lead to unresolved conflicts and lingering tension. And we all know how that feels when we know it's an issue, but don't nobody want to talk about it. It's hard to be around a person, especially family member, friend, especially in a friend group. If y'all haven't talked about it, it's good to just get it out the way. And by addressing issues directly and constructively, we can work towards finding solutions and resolving disagreements. And then guess what? When we resolve the disagreement, y'all, 9 times out of 10, it don't even really be as heavy as it was, as heavy as we thought it was. It's normally very light. It's just a conversation that could happen to go, oh, okay, well, I see where I went wrong and I see how you took what I did wrong and I apologize. But I love you and I am willing to fix it because I love you and I want you in my life. That's that honesty and vulnerability, not, all right, I'm sorry, my bad. What? Dig deeper. Get the love that is endless inside of you and pour it in these conversations. Effective communication during hard conversations is key to identifying common goals and reaching mutual agreements, okay? What's another way that these conversations can be healing? They are emotional release and closure. Hard conversations can be emotionally intense, y'all. Before, during, and after. Before, we got the frustrated, I'm scared, I don't know what is about to happen, I don't know what they're about to say. During, the emotional state is, okay, my heart's beating. I hear what they're saying. That's a lot. This is heavy. And afterwards, guess what? Light. Understanding. Clarity. Movement. Peace. No tension. Your brain literally opens up and can start thinking about something else now. You feel good. You can go out in the sunlight and go, whoa, we let that go. And because they could be so intense, they also provide a space for emotional release and closure. And that is what the goal is, to release it and close it. And by expressing our feelings, fears, and concerns openly, we can release pent-up emotions and find closure on past grievances, y'all. This emotional release can be amazing. Euphoric, to be honest. And it leads to acceptance, understanding, and peace for both parties. And if neither one of you feel that way afterwards, there may need to be another conversation. Don't give up, y'all. Don't give up on these moments where we're talking about something difficult, something that needs to be discussed. Don't give up because the other person seems very, very upset. Even in their emotional state, or if they're communicating to you in the wrong way, stay centered. Know that this is a human being in front of me that has valid emotions. Now, we're not screaming and hollering and you ain't hitting me, all of that stuff. No, I will probably say, hey, you know, you can lower your voice a bit. Don't say relax, calm down. Those words will trigger a person as well. And in those moments, y'all, take a breath. Take a beat, but don't quit. Finish until you feel the sense of acceptance, peace, and release, where your spiritual space has opened up to receive something good. So remember this, y'all. Approaching hard conversations with empathy, active listening, and the willingness to understand the other person's perspective and experience can make a significant difference in the outcome. Embrace the discomfort and the challenges that come with these conversations, and change the name from hard conversations to, hey, I want to have a healing conversation with you. I want to have a constructive conversation with you, because they often lead to profound healing, growth, and stronger connections with each other. And so as I conclude this episode, I want you to have the courage to engage in the healing conversations. The difficult conversations, I invite you to embrace the transformative power of vulnerability, authenticity, and empathy in your interactions with others and with yourself. Remember that every difficult conversation is an opportunity for growth, healing, and deepening connections that transcend the surface level. This is about depth right now. So may you approach challenging dialogues with your open heart, in a clear mind, in a spirit of compassion, knowing that through these encounters, you have the potential to uncover hidden truths, things you didn't even know about. Release emotional burdens that you've been carrying for months and months, sometimes years. And forge y'all profound bonds with those around you and those you love. Even the people you don't love, they're still human beings and they deserve respect regardless. As you navigate the complexities of human interaction with courage and grace, may you find solace and peace in the knowledge that each hard conversation is a stepping stone on your spiritual journey, leading you closer to self-discovery, inner peace, and alignment with your higher purpose. So may you walk the path of authenticity, vulnerability, and growth with confidence and resilience, knowing that the rewards of this courageous act, this courageous conversation, the hard conversation, extends far beyond the discomfort that you may initially feel. Embrace the challenges, cherish the insights, and celebrate the connections that will emerge from your willingness to engage. So may your spirit be enriched, y'all. May your heart be lightened and may your soul be nourished as you continue to cultivate a space of love, understanding, and healing through the power of hard conversations. So thank you for joining me on this journey today. And I really hope that you embrace that power today, that you can do it. And may you carry the wisdom and the insights that you gain today as you navigate this beautiful life that we have of human relationships with grace and compassion only. So with love and light on your path ahead, until next time, peace.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.